and the bargaining team representing the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. It's May 7th, 2021, and I'm Mike Battlemore.
Dan Lucas.
Jamie Sprague.
Michael Wyatt.
John Fink.
Cassidy Hobbs.
So, you know, last week I was saying, like, I felt like I was on a talk show. Now I feel like I'm in one of those news, breaking news things, like special edition, you know, like special edition, collective bargaining. But we appreciate on such short notice that everyone's been able to get together because we have a proposal for Article 25. And it's time sensitive in that we will need to, because of the budget, we would have to resolve this before the budget flips over on July 1st. And Daniel, do you have a copy of, well, since we're not going to resolve, so we doubt we will fully resolve collective bargaining in this time frame, or we may not. We were thinking that we would carve this out and do side negotiations in furtherance of a possible MOU that would allow us to put the wage action into place. And we have a draft MOU for you to look at. And Dan, do you have that, or does Gabby have that?
I believe Gabby does have the final copy of that to distribute.
Okay. Well, Gabby or Michael could circulate that.
I think it's put in the chat. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't think that's the MOU in the chat.
When I look in the chat, I see an Article 14.
Yeah, that's all I see.
It's the previous one. This says April 28th, though.
Yeah, that's not correct.
So sorry, I'm going to correct you real quick. I was looking at the wrong folder. This is it.
Okay, is the second one on there?
Yeah, that second link looks correct.
So is this for the entirety of Article 25, Mike?
That's our proposal, yeah. That we would close out 25 with a $1,000 non-recurring wage action and would go into effect before July 1st, 2021.
So are there other elements to, is it just the $1,000 bonus that's here?
That's correct. And there's some eligibility requirements that are captured in paragraph 3. And then what we would propose is that the remainder of the status quo 25 would remain unchanged.
We appreciate the proposal. And we're glad we're talking about bonuses rather than furloughs at this point, right? Depending where on the, as the budget was going. Now we had submitted a proposal to 25 that was not encumbering of funds earlier on in the session, right? This was addressing the things that some of it we have to address, which is forthcoming about the promotions for clinical faculty, right? Like the including them and as well as instructors and lecturers in that percentage promotion increase. That's specifically with the clinical faculty. That's something that we have to define. We also included an MOU about the rollout for those instructors and lecturers that was going forward. Did you all have thoughts on that those elements of the proposal?
You're on mute, Mike. Michael.
Thank you, Dan. Those are certainly issues that we realize that we have to address. We'd have to talk about how we go about doing that. And that might be in a separate MOU, or that might be in some other mechanism. But I think if you wanted to respond to this, Jonathan, if you wanted to counter this and raise those issues in a counter, that's we would certainly work through that.
Okay. One thing I'm going to send this to Gab. This is just for context. It's related to 25. Let me pull this up to Gabby real quick. I have somebody at my door. Hang on. Okay, I just sent this to Gabby real quick. Gabby, you want to bring it up? I just want to peek and see who's at my door. I'm sure it's just a spam person. Yeah, thank you guys. Sorry about that. It's just Lowe's delivery stuff. I just sent this to Gabby. It's just an awareness of where we are in cost of living increases and the consumer price index. We've gone back through and looked at the since 2016 of where we are with the CPIU and cost of living. In 2016, just before 2016, the university put forward a proposal which we accepted, which it was retrospective. It looked back multiple years and kind of brought everybody up to the consumer price index of where they are. If you look from 2016 going forward, we've done pretty well of keeping up with the consumer price index in collective bargaining, but we're falling farther behind, right? We were down 0.5% through 2018. Last year, without a cost of living increase, we were down 1.2%. And then this year, that disparity is going to grow further. Like if we're farther down, if we continue not to have cost of living increases, right? Compared to the consumer price index. So we certainly recognize that there are elements that are challenging right now in budget, but we just want to keep our eye on that progression of the CPIU and where we are as a university in cost of living, because that disparity is gonna grow the farther we, the longer we go without addressing it.
So Jonathan, I have a couple questions for you. Yeah. Are you aware of some of the legislation that has been passed just recently related to the ability for the university to award bonuses?
To award bonuses?
Yes.
I think I know what you're talking about, Dan, but if you want to clarify or go ahead.
I can generally do so, and Mr. Mattermore can certainly provide, along with Jamie, some more color. But generally, my understanding is that after July 1 of this year, university presidents are not going to be able to just decide on bonuses. They will have to be some kind of formal plan. And that formal plan will need to be approved through the Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors. So given the situation where we're in right now, and what we have experienced with COVID and everybody's, good work related to response to that, our president has decided to do this one-time action. It doesn't mean that we have a superior budget situation for the university. I think it is a combination of the good work of the people along with the situation where we're not going to be able to do this in the future that has helped the decision and also provided the urgency for us to act quickly so that we can provide this. I think our hope is that this will be sufficient for this open book year. And we do know that there's those other things that we had agreed to work on over time. And I think we're open to speaking and working through those. But it is certainly easier for us to do a one-time action than for us to commit to an action that will raise the over expenditures into the future, really indefinitely. So I just wanted to make sure you understood the kind of back story to some of this and the need to move urgently, because we will need to get it approved by the Board of Trustees and also the union. And that is also a process that will have to all be done. And the timing is such that we would need to move on and get all those approvals and also have everything processed by this early June timeframe for payroll. So I just wanted to kind of make sure you knew all of that. And obviously, if you have any more questions for depth or anything, I think, you know, Michael Matamor's here and Jamie has been versed on it as well.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Dan. Thank you. Yeah, we'll definitely take those elements into consideration. You know, as I said, you know, those other elements that they're all, you know, are also time sensitive in that the clinical faculty are supposed to be going up here in like 2 years for promotion, and that we have to define those percentage increases and other things. That's been put off for multiple years as well. So unless you guys have, and the language about the CPIU is just for context to kind of look at where we are in the trajectory of consumer price index. These things start to inch up on us over time. If we don't stay on top of CPIU and cost of living, that's when we start to really get hit with compression and inversion and these other elements if we don't kind of chip away at that also, you know, sequentially. So that was brought in primarily for context to kind of see, we've done a good job pretty much in general of keeping up with that. But it's just something as we're looking right now to keep an eye on. Unless you guys have something else, we'll take a caucus and talk about this. Unless there was something else that you had that you wanted to put forward.
No, that's it.
Okay. So we'll log out. We may need 20, 30 minutes or so.
That sounds good, Jonathan.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Our team's going to get into the other call.
Good. Hey, Chris, can you get me into the caucus?
Gabby, I just sent you just a couple more documents. These were our previous documents, but I sent them to you now just in case you need to bring those up. Jamie and Dan, do you know, Ramey mentioned that he was in the Senate executive committee meeting just now, and they mentioned some an administrator was leaving UWF to be a provost somewhere else, but he didn't hear who that was.
That's not my news to tell.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
I don't know.
So he just didn't hear who it was. Okay. Is it, Jamie, is it you?
Oh, I'm not that high up, so no.
Okay. We're back. Are we? Okay, yeah, we're recording. Okay. Mike, Dan, and Jamie, thank you all for the, Michael, thank you for the proposals. So we think we have a path forward here, a little bit different from what you guys proposed. We definitely understand or are aware of the time-sensitive nature of the bonus distribution. Right now, if the entirety of Article 25 is closed out with just that bonus, I think we're going to have a hard time getting that ratified by faculty. We've put forward the materials in good faith about trying to get some of those promotion elements finished up that are pending, and they don't have an immediate financial encumbrance on the university. We made sure that outline those things so that they're not affected by our current financial situation. So what we'd be able to do, these were the two documents and that Gabby has included them here. These were from our March 26th session, which we put forward then. They show the associate clinical professor, senior instructor, senior lecturer, senior research associate, and clinical professor, just including of those titles in the 13% percentage increase structure and referencing the distinguished university professorship in Article 25 of the CBA. So there's those two elements of Article 25. And then we had the MOU that was the rollout schedule also from March 26th that talks about instructors and lecturers not being eligible to go up until 2024, 2025, and then has a rollout schedule over 3 years beyond that, that phases in those rollouts. So what we'd be able to do is we'd be able to close out Article 25, combining the bonus proposal that you guys put in with our proposals here about firming up this structure. We think that would be a good compromise proposal for all involved. It would not have an across the board increase for this year, but faculty would recognize the value of that getting those structural elements fixed up, and it would get us in under the timeline for the bonus. So that's what I think we'd be willing to do, and hopefully we can get that across the finish line.
Michael, I think you're muted.
I need a voice activated system. Let me see if I got this right. Out of the March 26th proposal, you would suggest including in an Article 25 an instructor lecturer rollout schedule with the 3-year phase-in, and the other piece is the promotion increases for what types?
These are the I just sent those to Gabby.
So okay.
These are the two proposals from March 26th. One's an MOU that is defines the rollout schedule. From our last bargaining, as you know, Mike, we've petitioned PERC for those position codes for senior instructor, senior lecturer, right? This would define a rollout schedule saying that they're eligible to start going up in 2024 and 2025. And then it has a 3-year rollout schedule all the way through 2026, 2027, depending upon seniority. So it phases it in over 3 years after 2024, 2025, right? Including that first year then.
Okay, I got that. Yeah.
Right, so that's the MOU. And then the only other element is here, and it was for Article 25, which was we have to include these position titles in the percentage increase amounts, right? We haven't done that yet. The clinical faculty, we've already signed an MOU that they're going to be eligible to go up in 2023-2024, right? So that's as an element of urgency to that one as well, because they're already going to plan to go up on that. Their departments are creating their criteria, and they need to know what that percentage increase is in order to balance their and define their enhanced criteria, right? So the elements that we previously proposed and that we're re-endorsing today would simply be to include these position codes with our other positions. Right now, all of our promotions are at 13%. Our associate professor promotions and our full professor promotions, all of those are at a 13% rate. We're including all of these new positions at that same 13% rate. And it's also of note that the instructors and lecturers only have one percentage increase, right? It's just from instructor lecturer to senior instructor lecturer. It's not the two steps that the other groups have. And actually, library faculty have an additional one on top of that. So there's that element. And then we've memorialized the Distinguished University Professor material, referencing that in the CBA, as well as the fact that it converts to a $7,500 increase at the end to base salary. That's been the practice over the last, since they started being awarded in, 2014 or 15, sometime around then, maybe a little bit before that. The Distinguished University Professor is paid out of there's two elements to it. It's, Dan, you know this as well. It's paid out of a foundation account, right? It has its own endowment. And that pays for things like the 3-year course releases and the departmental funding and some things like that for that 3 years. After that, the university has implemented, with all of the distinguished professors, a set that stipend converts to base salary, and it's paid out of ENG upon official completion of that program. And so this language would memorialize that process in the CBA.
Gabby, would you, whatever Jonathan sent to you, can you circulate that to everybody on my RU team? Send that by email.
Yes, I'm sending it now.
All right, thank you, Gabby. Does anybody from my RU team have any questions of Jonathan about what he just articulated?
Oh, I just want to make sure I understand. So the proposal that we gave, you would agree to that, but you would want everything else that you proposed before. Is that right?
That we would combine our proposals, right, into one proposal, right?
But there's no change to your prior proposals.
There's no change to our prior proposals. It would just simply say that what we've submitted, that don't have a financial encumbrance on the university, but they're important to faculty, that we would agree to sign that MOU. We would need to tweak the language slightly in the MOU to reflect that these are also elements of Article 25. Most likely we would take our not the MOU about the rollout, but we'd take our language from 25 and the bonus language to put all of that into Article 25 and close out Article 25. It wouldn't have to be an MOU, right? And then the MOU would be about the rollout. So short answer, Dan, yeah, there's no changes to our previous proposals. We're just saying that signing the MOU guys submitted about the bonus with no cost of living increase is contingent upon also signing the Article 25 items about the promotion stuff for instructors, lecturers, those things.
Okay. And then you made a comment about no financial impact. Is it your understanding that there won't be a financial impact to any of those proposals?
not an immediate financial impact, right? There's a financial impact in that we're including them in a promotion structure going forward, right? There would be no encumbrance of any new financial element until the first element would be in 2023, 2024. It would be the year after that. We've already agreed that clinical faculty have the ability to go up for promotion in 2023, 2024, right? That was from a previous MOU that's already been ratified. What we haven't agreed to on that, which we haven't negotiated, is the percentage increase of that promotion, right? So for the clinical faculty, we're including them. So we have to include them in here. So we're including them in here in anticipation of that. So in 2023, 2024, they'll go up. It's just a handful of faculty. The year after that, the university, you know, will encumber financial costs based on whatever those promotion increases are, right? In addition to that, we're proposing to finish and formalize the instructor lecture promotions. Those will not go into effect until they can start going up in 2024, in the 2024-2025 academic year, and that rolls out over 3 years, right? Because we do the same thing when we did sustained performance evaluation, is that you have a rollout schedule when you're implementing something that has a significant number of faculty attached to it. I think we have 55 or so, 60, Jamie, you would know for certain, instructors, lecturers, research associates, it's about that ballpark. I think it's about 70 in unit, right? So that rolls out over 3 years. So it's not 70 people going up in 1 year.
What's your guesstimate on the number of clinical folks?
I think we have about 12, right? 12 or 13. Yeah, and they're already, you know, counting down to that promotion time.
So I understand that it's not an immediate encumbrance or it's not an immediate budget challenge, but I think if you use the word encumbrance, you know you're going to have a liability in the future, right? And the university is going to have to know that they have funding to make a commitment, even if it is 2 or 3 years down the road. You recognize that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that's the reason we're presenting this now and have continued to do so is that it's providing time to plan and budget and to complete what we've already made commitments to some of these elements as well. So we think that that's a good compromise in our immediate situation. I would add too, one of the things that we've really tried to do as a bargaining team over the last 6 or 7 years is to try and focus on structural change more so than the vicissitudes of every year trying to figure out kind of where we're going to land financially. That's why we've looked at promotion increases, the SPE increases, things that have both a meritorious element, but also that are clearly able to budget and plan for and build in for. And I think that really helps us as an institution moving forward and having long-term career planning for faculty. So that's one of the things we've really tried to focus on in our proposals.
Oh, okay. All right, I understand the what you've articulated, Jonathan, as the counter for our consideration. I guess my team would like to go into caucus.
Okay.
All right, well, Jonathan, just give us, I know it's 12:09, I mean, it's 11:09. Give us 15 minutes.
That's great. Take your time. That's everything we have today.
Okay. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for that opportunity for the caucus. Everybody is back, it seems like, into the main session. What we're going to need to do, Jonathan, is take this suggestion of merging what we were offering today in an MOU and what you suggested as a counter capturing those elements of the promotion and the distinguished university professor and the rollout for the lectures. We'd have to take that back and have a conversation with our clients and the administration and then get back to you. We all realize that time is of the essence, so we were suggesting that maybe we put on our calendars, if possible, a meeting on Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Sure, I think that should be fine.
Okay, and we'll send out the notice for that today and get that all squared away. And then hopefully, maybe schedule an hour. But, hopefully we can work through this.
Okay, that sounds great. I mean, I actually think we have a good path forward to getting this resolved.
All right, everyone. Thank you for jumping on this special edition of Collective Bargaining so quickly. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Is that Wednesday the 12th? Just wanted to confirm Wednesday the 12th. Okay.
Great. That's great.
Thanks, guys.
Perfect. Thanks.